Yud Beis Tammuz, Monday the 17th of July. Rabbi David Roberts. Oh, apologies, it's Sunday. Apologies, I'm a day out. Monday the 18th of July, Rabbi Moshe Hyman, and it's Yud Beis Tammuz. Bilom's tit for tat. Australian.
And we often go through parshas of the Torah and we read it the same way we read it in kindergarten. And there's a maila in it, and there's some big chesaronis in it. The big chesaron is that we try to read it the same way we read it in kindergarten. We don't try and understand it in a deeper or more understandable oifen than we heard it in kindergarten. And sometimes you have to, like Bilam somehow managed to get a kick from his osin. Sometimes you need an osin like me to stand here maybe and give us a bit of a kick. That we should appreciate that in every post of the Torah there's infinite wisdom and infinite emes. Whether what the Mahalach I'm about to say is emes, I don't know. That'll leave for you to judge. But I think I'll be svara it sounds right. I thought about 10 years ago, and for years I was telling everyone this Mahalach, and everyone nodded and said, yeah, Shtei Shen Rishon, there must be a Medrash somewhere, you'll find it. Eventually I gave up finding it. I published it 6 years ago in Torah Torah, and since then they're right, it's published. But I'm still waiting for someone else to publish it, that it should be somewhere on the Rishon, on the Medrash. And it sounds so posh, to me it's hard to believe that there's no good proper Makoy for it. So, leave for you to judge. We find this week's Sedra starts off with a new Inyan. Bolok gets worried, Eden are coming, the Jews are coming, we've got to sort them out, we've got to do something to fight them. To fight them physically is no chance. We saw last week's Sedra, all the nations tried, the giants tried, Oig, Sichai, no one managed. So to think that suddenly Bilam, Bolok's going to manage, he's not such a shaper. But he does think that maybe Yisrael Kirchen Befev, the PM, he can bring a Bilam, he's got Kirch Kishuf, and with Bilam's help, he'll be able to fight the Eden. So what's going on here? He tells Bilam, please come, Ksomim B'yodam, with Kirch Kishuf and Kirch HaKlola together, to come and stop the Eden doing to him what they did to everyone else. After explaining the Psukim, what they did to everyone else. The Psukim, if you look, last week's Sedra, Moshe Rabbeinu was very civil. He sent Malochim, Shlichim to start with Edom, because that's the only Psukim that actually played out the way Moshe Rabbeinu had planned it, or at least the second thought, how he planned it. He asked, please let us come in a nice way. We'll see the Psukim soon. And he was refused. He sent second Malochim, second Shlichim, not in the nice Oifen, at least in a B'dievedika Oifen. And he was refused again, and he was threatened then with Mukama. But the other Shlichim, but the other nations didn't even pan out like that, because they went out to Mukama before they got a chance to send the second Shlichim, etc. By Edom, the Yeti Yisrael Mi'olov, the Eden left him alone, because there was a special tzivui, as we find in Devarim, not to start with Edom. And the emes is, we said that Bolak wasn't Azar Shaita, he was a Shikla Gretz Shaita Yah, because if you would have known the Psukim and Devarim, if you learned some Torah, you would have known that the same way as the Yeti Yisrael Mi'olov from Edom, they didn't touch Edom, they also wouldn't have harmed, or at least wouldn't have killed him as well, because they were warned in Devarim, first from Psukim, Hashem warned them over here, and Moshe Rabbeinu was told, even though it's not mentioned here, it's mentioned there, that there's no way he's allowed to kill Amon and Moav. So, there wasn't so much what to worry about, but he was worried, he didn't know this. And Rashi then, Dvorim, does point out that it was a bit different. Tzivoyim, who was allowed to fight with them, but was just one allowed to make a mechoma, he was allowed to chep with them. So he had no idea. So, Bolok sends for Bilam, as we said. And Bilam is coming, if you must point on, he's coming to stop the Yidden knocking on the front door and saying, please let us come in. What's so terrible if they ask, please come in? If they say, please come in, and we answer them, no, they might fight us. That's what he's worried about. Now let's look back, in last week's Sedra, to see what could happen to Moshe Rabbeinu not going to go. V'yishlach Moshe, it's in Chof, Pasuk Yudalit. V'yishlach Moshe Malachim Mikodesh El Melech Edom. He sent Malachim to the king of Edom, Koyam Achicha Yisrael. Your brothers, the Yidden, say, you know what, Tolah Hashem Tzonu, we went down to Mitzrayim, we sat in Mitzrayim for many years, and V'nitzak El Hashem, and V'yishma Keleinu, and he sent a Malach, he took us out of Mitzrayim. The whole history, we are now being led by Kodesh Baruch Hu into Eretz Yisrael. That's what they're telling him. Please, Navrno Ba'artzicha, let us, you should do Ratzon Hashem, and let us through your country into Eretz Yisrael. And they didn't just say, let us in and let us take over. No, Le'na'avayr basadav akarem, we will be nice, we won't go into the sodis and kromim, we could take over the place, like locusts and eat up everything, yechoych asher, we won't. We'll go along the main roads, and we won't turn into the shops, we won't go into the sodav akarem, we won't eat off the side of the way. We won't drink out your wells. Derech ha-melech nelech. It's very important in these words, we'll go the way of the king, the high road. Le'nata yamin or smoil, let's remember these lashonos, we won't go right and left. Ad asher na'ar v'gvulecha, till we're out of your gvul into Eretz Yisrael. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu promised. Ve'yame elav Edom, and Edom said to Moshe Rabbeinu, shlichem lo yisavir bi, don't even think about crossing me. Pen b'cherev etzik rosecha, and if you do try, there's a sword waiting for you. So Moshe Rabbeinu sent Malachim again, ve'yame elav b'nei Yisrael, okay, b'misino na'aleh. We can't go on the high road, let's go on the motorway. The motorway might take a bit longer, up the M1, down the, it's a longer way, oh, but at least you've got miles. There's no shops, there's no service stations in those days, there's no risk we're going to plunder, no risk we're going to do anything. there's be'eris, there's wells on the way. If we drink your water, then we'll pay for it. Rak ein dova, berak le'avoira, just let us pass with our feet, without any hands, without anything. Again, they answered, no way, you are not passing us. And then Hashem told them, that's why the Eden Taka didn't fight. So there's three stages going on here, you have to remember them. The first stage is, they asked Derech HaMelech, there are places to go on the side of the road we promised not to, and they weren't mekabel that. The second one is, the higher the motorway, where there's no rights and lefts, no turn-offs, we'll stay on the road, and they said no. And the third stage was, you're not coming in any situation unless you try, we will fight you, we'll kill you. So in Misbonon, that's exactly what happened to Bilam. Bilam is on the road, after eventually Kav Yochel convincing the Ebshut to let him go. Ebshut tells him his conditions, whatever I tell you to say, he'll say, etc. And he's on the way. V'yavim Malach Hashem, and Hashem sent a Malach Hashem, Rashi says, Shorachamim, to stop him getting nitrad min olam, to stop him getting killed, like he's going to get killed at the end. Nitrad min shnei Hashem. And the Malach Shorachim is trying to convince him, having a conversation with him, please turn back. You're not doing the right thing. And he carries on. What happens to him? Let's see the Pesukim. V'tere ha'osin. So v'yicha ha'felikim ki hoylechu, v'yitzatim Malach Hashem baderech l'sotnoi. Malach Hashem Shorachim went and tried to stop him. He's going on its osin, shnei ha'osinoi. But Teir Osin is Malach Hashem, and the Osin sees the Malach of Hashem. This is where their Chabesh Shlufa Biyod is holding a sword already from the beginning, even though there's very no tzorich for this till the end. We'll soon see. But Teir Osin Raderech, and the Osin went off the way. But Teirich Besodeh, and here's the first hint. It went into the Sodeh. The Yidden said, "We'll go Derech Hamelech," and it's the only one that's called Derech. The Yidden went Derech, so you've got going off the way. And they went into the. They promised not to go in the Sod of Akarim. Hashem pushed him. Midikneg and Midi's come to stop the Eden asking and getting permission to go to the Sod of Akarim. Hashem pushes him into the Sod. And although the Pasuk doesn't say clearly into the Kromim, but the next Pasuk says on the second stage, V'yamid Malach Hashem Mishal Kromim. So we see that the first Pasuk knocked him into the Sodis and into the Kromim. So Midikneg, you can say Hashem has Midikneg and Midi for having not allowed the Eden to go. B'derech HaMelech Nelech, which is Mokim Linto Yisumin Esmoil and Sodas Akerem, he disallowed the Eden even having an opportunity to ask and to get permission. Midkineg and Midah Hashem, the Malach Hashem, would Muramas to him, you deserve to go off the way and to Yamin Esmoil into the Sodas Akerem. So that's the first Midkineg and Midah that happened to Bilam. And mentioned that the Charbe Shlufa B'Yodoi is not necessary till right at the end when Bilam saw it. A Chamori doesn't need the Cherev to be scared of people. The Simon that is because already the first series of Edom, they threatened Pen B'Cherev Negev Likrasa. The threat of war of Cherev has to be there from the beginning. Mid K'neged Mid Hashem sent this Malach with a Cherev Shlufa from the beginning. The second stage is that the Malach Hashem stood in the Mishlah Kromim. Gedimizeh, it was very narrow. But as we see in the next pasuk, it wasn't narrow, it was too narrow. He could get past. V'teir osin et malach Hashem v'tilochitz el hakir. Tilochitz regel bilom el hakir v'yosef el hakir. So it was narrow, but it was manageable. We could, v'dievet, you can get past. It might hurt our legs a bit, but we can get past. And that's Keneged, the second shlichus, the second bakosha of Kal Yisrael. They asked, v'yema elo v'nei Yisrael v'mesino na'aleh. Rak baragle ever, amid the Keneged Midah, they refused. The Rak baragle ever, on a place where there's no human as well, as Ramban speaks out there, there's no solace in Kerem, and that was why it was less of a risk for Edom. Amid the Keneged Midah, Hashem took him to a place where there was no turnoffs in the human as well, and the Rak baragle ever, he got through the skin of his foot. And the third stage, where they said, Lo Yisavah bi pen becherem netei kraschem, they said, no way, you're not passing. Mid Keneged Midah, Hashem sent the third time a malach to stand there and not let him pass bichlal. V'yamid mokum tzar, ain derech lintitz, the minnes smol, there's no movement at all. You couldn't get past. And it was lo yisavah bi de kamatzav with a cheres shlufa b'yodei. So you see very clearly the chayra, posh pshat, there's a mid Keneged Midah going on here for the three things that Bilam was stopping Klal Yisrael asking Balak and getting permission from Balak. The fact that Bilam was happy to go along with this, even though he knew that it was Ratzon Hashem, and he knew Hashem was, and he knew that Klal Yisrael was the right Amar Nivcha, he was Nenash, B'mid K'neged Midah, three Ramazim for each of the things that he was trying to stop Klal Yisrael from doing. And to add another Nekuda, the Mesh Chochma speaks out, it fits into some Maduik and Rashi there if you look, that there's another Kavon in the Pesukim Ragle Ervo. The Edom was tainering there that if they allow the Eden to come through, the Chamushim B'nai Yisrael, they've got arms, they're bearing arms. V'ozani, says the Mesh Chochma, that Edom was tainering, V'ozani eya muchrach le'choiz b'chere b'yodi negdecho. I'm going to have a sword ready in my hand in case you start a fight. So I'm going to have to prepare my armies. That's expensive, time-wise, it takes a long time, it's risky. And Yisrael, the Eden answered, says the Mesh Chochma, Rak in dobo baragle avoiro perish, shlo ye biyodi shum klei zayin. We will pass without bearing arms. Vayomer, and they answered, lo yisav abi, af apikein, we won't let you. Bechol oifun, says the Mishchochma. Af im ein chashash, shema otiska abi milchama, I still don't allow you. It could be a midah k'neged midah, Hashem brought Bilam into a matzav, where he said, then I would kill you, because he was begging and wishing he had his cheret shluf biyodoi, in order to fight the Osun. There's all this midah k'neged midah going on here. That's the Malach I thought of. I haven't yet found any makoy for it. Maybe because it's not Emes, I don't know. Sounds posh. The Rashi brings Gimel Regolim, Gimel Ovis, and the Midrashim brings different Malach in the midah k'neged midah. Pshat, I haven't seen any other pshat why this happened the way it happened. There is another Malach. The same thing that happened in Edom happened to other nations in last week's Sedra. They asked Sichon, asked other nations, also the same Shlichus. And each time they refused. Had they now knocked on the door of Balak, at the same time they would have asked, can we please come? They would have said no, they said B'Mesina. The same Gimel Bakoshes, the same Gimel Siruvim that had in last week's Sedra by Edom, etc., would have happened in this week's Sedra had Balak not taken the initiative.
I think he's asking why Bilam is being punished.
So Bilam's coming to help.
For the Sirah of Edom.
Yeah. Not for the Sirah of Edom. For the Sirah, for helping Balak not having to be Masarif. Balak would have had to be Masarif, Gimel Sirah. There is no shakas, but the same Bakosha happened, they happened again in last week's Sedra to a few nations. It would have happened again this week's Sedra. If not for Bilam, if not for Balak's initiative, it would have been this week's Sedra, would have started. Yishlach Moshe Malachim, had the same. Same part should have played out again and again, as it did last week, sir.
I mean, what happened? Did that actually happen?
It was Milkneged Min, he was coming to help. So you have come to help a goy against Hashem, a nation against Hashem, then you get. Yeah. There's another Mahalach, which is Be'emes the Targum Yonason, and I found the Makor for it in the Medrash, Tanchuma. And I want to tie in the Eshu to Mefurish or Gemara. Well, not Mefurish, it was so Mefurish, I wouldn't have to stand here and tell it to you, but I think it's also a Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, in Daf Kuvovim Beis, Memra, Ma Bereder Avina, that don't darshan all different droshas. So when you come to Bilam Arasha, as much as you can darshan against him, says Rashi Lignai, Indian to do. So, actually we can be moisif, Macha Gnai in Bilam. Tag Yonason already brings in this week's Sedra that Bilam was the same person as Lavan. Bilam and Lavan were the same person, different Nischois, or the Gilgul, or Mamash the same person, but it was the same person. And Divrei Yomim, there's Targum Yonason about it. And Be'emes, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin Kufhei. Novos, Rashi there doesn't learn that it's Mamash the same person. Or with the Shloh, etc., to tell us that it's a Tol Seif in Rashi. And look in the Inyakiv, Kakashtetaz, also that it's Mamash the same person. So Bilam and Lavan are the same person. The Dasa Kenim is Marech on it. Be'emes, we'll see to Merish Tanchuma. Dasa Kenim, and also, as we said, Targum Yonason say, I'll read out from Das Kenim, it's easier loshen. Eid Hagalazeh, that when Lavan and Yaakov were making a bris between them, Yaakov and Lavan set up a gal. It's got about seven names there. One of them is called Gal. And Rashi there says, Das Kenim there says, not to cherev begal, they put a cherev into the gal, gam le'edus. Ulachain, Bilam, who was the same person, lokov eshneem, when he came to cross this gal, which he promised he wouldn't, when he was loving, he promised not to pass the gal to do ra to Yaakov, and now he was crossing this gal to do ra to Yaakov. Gal Eid, Gal Sedusa, Eid HaGal Azel, the law of the Shemus there. So Loka Bishneim, he got punished from the gal and from this cherev that was notes in the gal. So I'm reading on. Who lovam, who ba'er, who kushan, Rashasayim, Shekein, Derech HaMechazvim, HaMemshakrim, Bemunosam, Liois, Loikim, Aledeya Eidim, Yad Eidim Tiyeba Bereshoina, who Bilam Nilke Begal, and Bilam got punished from this Gal, Kedachsev, but Yelochitz Regal Bilam, El Hake, he got his foot squashed on the wall, Oysoi Ke HaGalhu, this Ke, the Pesukim here is the Gal of Lovam. O Becherev, and you got punished with the Cherev, Kedachsev, So it tells us the Targum Yonason also the same similar lashon and Das Kenim. There was a midah connected midah going on here, and it was a poshta oynush for what he set up with Yaakov, a promise, a bris that he's not going to do any ra to him in the future. And the Medrash Tanchuma in Parsha Yetze says the same thing. There shkotsuv telochetz regel bilam lakir hagal hu akir, etc. Ma'ashepikish, Echalis Yisroel, Nikra Arami, the Medrash is Marechone. Be'emes, there was, in the Pesukim is loads of Lashonos for this Gal. Be'emes, there were two Galim. There was Gal Eid, there was Gal Hazer, Gal Hazer, Yad Eim Tir B'Rishonah. If you look there in the Kleyoko, in Bereshit, Lamedalev Chof Dalet, and you look there in the Sisei Koyen, and the Pesukim Mem Zayin there, you'll see, there were two Galim. There was Gedi Mizer, Gedi Mizer, there were two Galim. One Yaakov set up, one Lavan set up. Different names, two gun. So, as we mentioned, Rashi, according to at least the Shlo, Rashi in Sanhedrin is a Torah Sefer, and the Gemara Sanhedrin, Be'emes also holds that Lavan is Bilam. So, this Medrash that we said, Targum Yonason, would also fit in, L'chayr with the Bavli, that Bilam was Lavan, and when it came to this Eid HaGal Hazeh, that's when Telochitz Regel Bilam El Hakir. I say you could learn, even according to, it could stem with the Bavli. How we know the Bavli holds the love in this bill. On to Mechadish, the Eshetaki is a Bavli. It's a very cryptic Gemara, but we're coming up Nunam base. I'll read you out the Gemara. The Gemara there, I'll just give you a background. The Gemara is dealing with two inyonim there. The Gemara deals with the Sugya of Berb Shusarabim. And the Gemara also deals with the Indian of Schar Va'Einash. It's all regattas back and forth about these two Indianim. And the Schar Va'Einash, the Gemara there, a few lines before, is the Indian of Kala'ima Koshbol Kuvatron, as Din V'Cheshvan. And the Gemara brings the story of Chnunya Choyfa Shichim, that he dug wells, and therefore when his daughter fell down a well, they were sure that she wouldn't die, because it can't be that Hashem would punish somebody for with the Indian that he does good in. The whole sugi there is all about Tovara and Schaba Einosh and Bobish the Rabbim. And the Gemara finishes off with a Santa Gemara, which seems to merge these two inyanim. Tonu Rabbanon, Lo Yisakil Odom Mirushusoi Roshus Rabbim. You may not put stones from your Roshus into the Roshus Rabbim. Maisa, now the Gemara brings a story without too many names. It's all anonymous. Maisa Ba'odom Echod. There was a somebody. He was putting stones from his rishus and piling them up into the rishus arabim. Umotzoi, also another anonymous Jew. Oh, we don't know the first story if it was a yid, but the second one seems to be of a yid. Umotzoi chosid echad, and a chosid found him. We don't know who this chosid is. Omaloi, he said to him, Reiko, you are empty-headed. You're an empty person. Mipnei ma, why on earth? At the masakel mirushus einu shulcha, mirushus shulcha. Why are you taking stones out of rishus that does not belong to you, putting in rishus that does belong to you? Which was the hepech of the emes. He was really taking out his own rishus, putting in rishus that wasn't his. And he said to him the other way around, why are you taking out rishus that's not yours and putting in rishus that is yours? Ligleg olav. So he laughed at him. You're talking rubbish. This is my rishus, that's not my rishus. And he carried on doing it. He didn't take them away. Liyomim, sometime later, nitzrach limko yisodeo. He got poor and he had to sell his field. He was walking past his ex-field down the road. And he tripped over those very stones. Omar, he got up and he said, that Oisei Chosid that spoke to me was saying the truth. He said to me, and he was 100% right. Seems to be the Chosid Echo was giving him a klala, maybe even, was telling him, you try and treat the Rishus Arabim as if it's your own, it will become your own, you'll become homeless, and this will be your Rishus, and that Rishus that you think is yours will belong to somebody else. Who is this Chosid Echad? Who is this Reka, who's known as Masakel? So, I got to this Gemara from the word Ligleg, because I was working with Indian of Soda Ibu with Galgal, and a lot of times Galgal and Ligleg, which is backward, come together. We're not going into that. And that got me thinking about the word ligleg being back to front is gal, gal to galim. That's how I got to it. I'm not going in the sasemes. I won't go into that. It's for a different time. Oh, but that's how I got to this Gemara. And I saw this Gemara got me thinking that maybe there's some remes here to this medrash that we just mentioned about gedim zeh, gedim zeh. I'm going to go a bit. I found Baruch Hashem some very strong remozim. In the Vilna Gaon, the Rashi, we'll come to it in a minute. But for those that like, for Dejer Shumas, who like Gematria, etc., I'll just say a few Ramazim in this Sugya. First of all, if you look at the word Masakel, yeah, there was a person who was Odom Echad Masakel. The Masakel in Gematria is 230, exact Gematria of Lavan Vibilam. This Masakel was Lavan who then became Bilam. 230. So Esh's Marum is here. Take the word Masakel backwards, it comes out Hakosim. He was coming with Ksomim Biyodai. He was coming to do Ksomim against Klal Yisrael. And he's the Chosid Echad, Motzei Chosid Echad, Gematria with the 12 letters, Gematria Yaakov Avinu. And he said to him, Reiko, backwards, as we said before, Galgal goes backwards here in the Sugya, because he spoke backwards as well. He told him something was the opposite of the truth. Reiko backwards is Hakir. So he was being meramis to him, you Reka, there's Hakir, you Masakel, Lov and Bilam, be careful, I'm Chosid Echad, Yaakov Avinu warning you not to do what you're doing, because you're going to trip over these stones that you are setting up at the moment. And he was Ligleg, Galgal, as we said, and Taka Layomim, Taka happened, and he had to be moved to the Emes, that he shouldn't have started with Klal Yisrael. That's what I thought was going on here, and I started looking, we have a Machshava, and something seems to shtim. You see, if you come up through the work straight away, you start looking. So, I can only share with you what I found. The first thing I found was a Vilna Gaon. The Gaon in Mishle Chavov Chav Zayin, on a posuk, Kora Shochas Bo Yipil. Person digs a pit, he'll fall into it. The Golil Evan, the person that rolls a stone, Elov Toshuv, it'll come back onto him. So it sounds a bit like this Gemara. Golil Evan Bo Yipil, of Golil Evan Elov Toshuv, sounds a bit like this Gemara. You've got pile of stones, Russian Golil, Gal. Got me thinking. It says, I looked up the Gon. The Gon says, Shekura Boir, he digs a pit, Bo Yipil Chavera, in order that his friend should fall into it. Vasayif, or the Emes is. He's the one that falls into it. But go to Levin, and somebody takes a stone, Nizrakal Chavera, to throw on his friend, Elof Toshev, will be thrown at him one day. Like Chazal tell us, he brings in his own Loshen, not like we've got it, he brings this whole Gemara, come up word for word, in his own Sochak, and Yomim, Boch Sadeum, Machmas Toichkoi, and Taka tripped on these stones, and he said that the Chosid was right. Shibchoi. So you got the Gon, who takes this Pasuk in Mishlei, and tells me that Goyle Evan, we don't even know what's got to do with us, but Goyle Evan is our Gemara. I looked up the Pasuk in Mishlei, looked up Rashi over there. Let's see what Rashi has to say. It says, Rashi, Kura Shachas, Kegoin Bilom. On that Pasuk, Rashi tells us the Pasuk is handling Bilom. Going Bilom, Shehisi Eitzel, Bolak, Al Yisrael, Vehikul Mehem Chavdalet Elef. That's the first half of the Pasuk. The Bolim Midyon, the Tvoye Sechore, the Nerak, Beyad Yisrael. So Rashi on that Pasuk tells us that the beginning of the Pasuk talking about Bilom, Goyle Evan, Kaloyma, Sefer Shul Amamid, Michshol, Shikol Shel Boy, and that's Mamish Loshon in the Gemara, yeah? Sefer Nichshol Boy, Loshon there. It was Nichshol on Nizavonim. Nichshal ba'isun avonim. Yeah, same notion in the Gemara. Sefer Nichshal ba'isun. L'chari he was mechaven to the Gon that this pasuk is handling Bilam, and Bilam is Lavan, as we said. Marum is in the sugya, and that's the lesson that the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Nun Amud Beis, which is handling Schav Ayinash, is coming to Marumis to us. This Indian that's Mefurish in the Medrash Tanchuma and Targum Yenison. Good. Thank you.